The Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Good morning. Let us pray. Holy God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you. Amen. So how do we really protect ourselves from evil? The children were exactly right. And there's three things that we have to keep in mind when we want to protect ourselves from evil. The first is that our enemy is not flesh and blood. This is what it says in Ephesians. Our struggle is not against people. It is against rulers, authorities, cosmic powers, the present darkness. In other words, the power of evil, unfortunately, is way more powerful and deadly than any person. So even if we had an enemy and we destroyed them, evil would just find another person to use against us. So our enemy is not flesh and blood. The power of evil, unfortunately, is far greater than us or any single one or group of enemies. So the threat is real. The second thing we have to keep in mind about protecting ourselves from enemies, from evil, is that our flesh and blood won't protect us. History is littered with the corpses of people and empires that thought that they were exceptional. They had the right religion, they had the right race, they had the right economy, they had the right technology, they had the right whatever that would protect them. It's laughish. Our flesh and blood, our identity, is useless in protecting us from evil. A couple weeks ago, I gave a historical criticism of the book of Joshua. I said there's no archaeological evidence for the walls of Jericho coming tumbling down. There's no archaeological evidence for the Hebrew people coming into Cana and decimating the Amorites, the Jebusites, the Hittites, the Moabites. It's not there. So what is the point of Joshua? When we historically criticize the Bible, do we just get rid of it? No, there's still a message there. And we have our reading from Joshua this morning. The point of Joshua is this: your identity won't save you. God didn't give the land to the Hebrew people because they were a special race. Joshua says specifically right here, choose to serve the Lord. If you want God's blessing, you have to serve the Lord. Your identity is useless. If we are to resist evil, our identity won't help us at all. That's the point of Joshua. And the third thing we have to remember when we want to protect ourselves from evil is that we don't choose our allies. God does. Jesus had all these followers, and they were with him, and they were into what he was doing. And then he gives us this teaching where he says, eat my flesh, drink my blood. And he says it over and over and over again. At first they think it's cute, and then eventually people get weirded out, and they say, what is this guy talking about? We're out of here. And they split. Probably most of his followers left him at that point. And he says, nobody comes to me unless the Father chooses. We can't control people. We can't control who will be our friends, who will be our allies, who will be us with us side by side when we face evil. We don't get to choose. God chooses. So in review, evil is far greater than any one person. Flesh and blood is not our enemy. Evil doesn't care about our identity, and we don't choose our allies. So what can we do to protect ourselves? We put on the armor of God, according to Ephesians, the armor of God. So let's take a look. The armor of God. The first thing, the armor of God is what? You got it there in your bulletin. Help me out. The belt of truth. The belt of truth. If we want to protect ourselves from evil, we have to be in the truth. Now, I get it. Sometimes it's hard to say the truth. Sometimes it's going to be very difficult. So if you have to be creative, if you have to be nuanced, do what you got to do. But at the end of the day, we should constantly be speaking the truth as much as possible. We must speak the truth. What's the next thing it says? Breastplate of righteousness. Very good. Breastplate of righteousness. I couldn't find any breastplates in my house, so I have a very manly apron. Breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness, it means clean living. We don't want to get our nose dirty. We don't want to be chasing after things that just gratify our pleasures and leave us despicable. We have to be righteous. We have to take the high road. We have to be sober. We have to be righteous. That is our protection. What's next? I was afraid of that. What kind of shoes does it say? Does it say shoes? Whatever what? Whatever will make you comfortable. Is that what it says? That's not what it says. Whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. It doesn't say steel-toed combat boots, nice and shiny patent leather. It says sandals. Sandals. Sandals are terrible at protecting your feet. They're the last thing you want to wear. They expose your feet. Our protection is working for peace, not our own personal protection. It is working for a peace for everybody. What comes after the sandals? Shield of faith, the shield of faith. What is faith? Faith is, as Christians, believing in Jesus. If we believe in Jesus, we believe not just in him, but what he told us to do. To turn the other cheek, to love our enemy, to make our enemies our friends, to use our words. The shield of faith, what protects us from the fiery arrows of the devil, is believing and acting like Jesus, following in his footsteps. That will protect us from the fiery arrows of the devil. What's next? Helmet of salvation. We are saved by grace through faith. Helmets protect your head. You know, when an enemy gets inside of our head, we've lost. So don't think about it so much as, you know, an external protection, but as an internal protection. When we inside of our heads start to tell ourselves that we're terrible, we're awful, we're horrible people, we've already lost. If we're subdued by fear and we're trembling and overcome by anxiety and depression, we are lost. The helmet of salvation is mental health. If that means seeing a counselor or getting medicine, do what you got to do to get your head healthy. It's okay. Salvation. Our sins are forgiven. God loves you unconditionally. You are a beloved child of God, and God died for you on the cross. You are loved that much. You are a person of great worth. The helmet of salvation. And finally, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Our ultimate power, the Word of God, the Bible. Read it, study it, know it, question it. The Word of God, books, conversations, talking about God, listening to the Word of God, coming to worship, you're in the right place. The Word of God is our greatest strength. So, when you put on the armor of God, when you've got the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the sandals of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, will you win? Will you be victorious? Will your enemies tremble at your feet? Maybe, but I will guarantee you this. You will have Jesus by your side. Come what may, whatever evil befalls you, you will not be alone. Because Jesus will be by your side. He will share his cross with you. And there is no greater joy or honor in all the world than to share the cross of Christ. Amen. Please stand as you're able and sing the hymn of the day.